Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos Daf Mem Tes. In our Mishnah we have a Machlokes Tanoim, which we find that Negea in many places in Shas, a Machlokes about what type of relationships result in the offspring having the status of the Mamzer. In our Mishnah we find three shittos, and in the Gemara we see that there are really an additional two shittos. Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah says that even a lav, even if it's not a chayvei misas bezdin or a chayvei krisus, even a lav could result in the child becoming a mamzer as long as it's a lav of she'er. The word she'er in the Torah is translated as a relative, and therefore a man and a woman who are usher to each other, and the isser is based on that which they are related, according to Bekiva, that will create mamzerim. An example, like we see in the Gemara, is anusas aviv. A son is also to a woman that the father was ma'anis. That's considered an isser of she'er, and it's only a lav, and according to Bekiva in the Mishnah, the child will be a mamzer. Another example Rashi gives of a lav de she'er is noisei chalutzosai. That's also a lav. It's learned out of the pasuk that says, asher lo yivneh, and we make a drasha kivin shelo yibaneh shuv lo yivneh. That's a lav, and Rashi over here tells us, this is considered a lav of she'er. Now in the Gemara we see there are really two more variations in the shita of Rabbi Kiva. Rav Simoi says that Rabbi Kiva holds all lavin will create mamzerim except for almana l'kayin gadol. There the Torah told us that the child have a din of chalalim and not mamzerim. From this the Gemara understands that Rabbi Simoi holds b'das Rabbi Kiva that you don't need dafka a lav of she'er because almana l'kayin gadol is not a lav which is connected to any relationship between them. And still, Rav Simoi has to tell us that this is an exception. From here we understand that any other lav besides this, even if it's not a lav of she'er, there also, Rav Simoi holds b'das Rabbi Akiva that the child will be a mamzer. Rashi over here gives us some examples, kegoin nesina li Yisrael, or amayni shenosa bas Yisrael. These are cases of lavin which are not lav de she'er. There, Rav Simoi holds b'das Rabbi Akiva that the child will have a din of a mamzer. And the third sheet of the Gemara brings Rabbi Shevov. Rashi brings the Gemara in Ksubis, where Rabbi Yeshevov said, "Bo v'nitzayach al Akiva ben Yosef, shehaya oimer kol she'ein le'ibia miYisrael havlan mamzer." Rabbi Yeshevov says, "Let's go and prevail over Rabbi Akiva, who holds that any Isser Bia creates mamzerim." Now the Gemara by us quotes Rabbi Yeshevov as saying that he holds b'das Rabbi Akiva that even chayvei esei will create mamzerim. Now the Aruch Elner points out that if we look in the Gemara in Ksubis and the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara over there had a suffix, what exactly Rabbi Shevov meant, but that's Rabbi Kiva. One side was Rabbi Shevov was just coming to argue on Rav Simai, who said that Almana L'Kayin Gadol will not create Mamzerim. On that, Rabbi Shevov came to say that according to Rabbi Kiva, all Chayvei Lavin create Mamzerim, even Almana L'Kayin Gadol. According to that side of the Gemara, it will only be Chayvei Lavin and not Chayvei Yesei. However, our Gemara goes with the other side of the Gemara in Ksubis and Kedushin, that Rabbi Shevov meant to say a general rule. He wasn't dafka coming to argue on Rav Simai. He was saying a klal that according to Rabbi Kiva, kol she'ein le'bia miYisrael, any iser bia, whether it's a leisa or an essay, the child has a din of a mamzer. And Agmar explains that according to Rabbi Simai and Rabbi Shevov, what is Rabbi Kiva's mekar to say this? Mekar, we should learn that all mamzerim have to be similar to Eishes Aviv, and there it's either a chayvei krisus or a lav. If you learn the pasuk, it's talking about anusas Aviv. And the Gemara says they have an extra riboy from the word viloy. That's marba according to Rabbi Simoi, all chayv lavin, even chayv lavin which are not the she'er, and according to Rabbi Shevov, even chayv esei. Now the next sheet in the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Atimni. He says kol shay chayovin olav kares b'day shemayim havlan mamzer. The Gemara explains he learns the pasuk viloy galik naf aviv is talking about shemeres yavam shal aviv, meaning a woman who's also to him because it was eshes achei aviv. That's from the Chayvei Krisus, and on that the Torah says the child will become a mamzer. The only exception to this, like we see in the Gemara, is Nida. Nida, even though is Chayvei Krisus, still the din is that Reb Shimon HaTimni is maskim, that the child will not have a din of a mamzer. Now the Keren Ayur in Er Sugya raises an important point. He says, we find in Er Sugya a discussion whether according to Rebbe Kiva, that holds that mamzer is from Chayvei Lavin, is that Dafka Chayvei Lavin de She'er, or even Chayvei Lavin which are not de She'er. However, we don't find in the sheet of Shimon HaTimni, who holds the Chayvei Krisus make Mamzerim, whether it's Dafka Chayvei Krisus which are the She'er, or even Chayvei Krisus which are not the She'er. And the Keren Ayur says, L'chayra, the same way we say according to Rabbi Kiva, that Lo Yagalek Kanaf Aviv is a lav, but it's since it's a lav de She'er, we could only learn out other lavim which are also lav d'sheir, we should say the same thing in Shimon HaTimni, that the pasuk of Le'yigala Kanaf Oviv is talking about a chayvi krisus, eishes achay Oviv, but since that's also a chayvi krisus of d'sheir, we should only be able to learn out other chayvi krisus d'sheir. And the Keren Ora asks that we see in the Gemara brings the Makar to say why a Nida does not have a din that the Vlad is a Mamzer, and like Rashi explains, the Gemara is trying to say that even according to Shimon HaTimni, who holds that all Chayvi Krisis make Mamzerim, but Nida is an exception, and the Gemara explains the reason because we have a pasuk that says that Kedushin is Teifes by a Nida. And like we'll discuss further soon, the din of a Vlad Mamzer is dependent on that which Kedushin is not Teifes. Since we know that by Nida, Kedushin is Teifes, so the child will not be a Mamzer. And the Keren Ora asks, why did the Gemara not say a different reason, that since Nida is not Chayvi Krisis Desha'er, and the pasuk where Shimon HaTimni learns the din of Mamzerim is from a pasuk which is talking about a Chayvi Krisis Desha'er, so Shimon HaTimni has no makar to say that Chayvi Krisis which are not Desha'er, that they're also the child is a Mamzer. This is the Keren Ora's kasha, which is very strong kasha, there's no simple teretz. He tries to be matche, but Lemaisi finds that Tosefta, that does say clearly this reason. The Tosefta does not say like our Gemara that there's no din Vlad Mamzer because Kedushin is Teifis. That it says this reason because it's not an Isser of She'er. The Tosefta is here in Yevamos Perek Vov, Halacha Yud. The last Halacha in Perek Vov, it says like this, Moide Shimon HaTimni Bebo Al Ishtei Nido She'af Al Pi She'yesh Bakaris Ein HaVlad Mamzer She'ein Mamzer Elo Mi She'er Basar. The Tosefta says clearly the reason why Shimon HaTimni is Maskim by Bo Al Ishtei Nido that the child is not a Mamzer is because it's not an Isser of She'er. The Tosefta is saying clearly that Shimon HaTimni also is Maskim that only Isurim of She'er will have a din of Vlad Mamzer. Our Gemara, however, does not say this reason, and we have to understand why. Now the final sheet in the Mishnah is the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. He holds Mamzerim are only from Chayvei Mitzvos Bezdin. And the Gemara explains, he learns the Pasuk of Lo'yovei Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem is going back on Lo'yikach Ish Es Eishes Aviv, which is a Chayvei Mitzvos Bezdin. It's not going back on Lo'yigale Kanaf Aviv. This is how Rashi explains the drasha. Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschil Lichtoiv, he had a different girsa, he explains the drasha a little bit differently. But Akoparim L'Kulyam, well, that's the din that comes out according to Yeshua, only Chayvei Mitzvos create Mamzerim, not Chayvei Krisis. And here again, the Keren Ora makes the same point, that if we learn out according to Yeshua, the din that Vlad Mamzer from Eishes Aviv, which is a Chayvei Mitzvos Bezdin, Eishes Aviv is a Chayvei Mitzvos Bezdin of She'er. And if so, we should only be able to learn out other Mises Bezin of She'er. And therefore the Keren Ora asks, how do we know the Isser of Eishes Ish, that the child is a Mamzer? Einich Nami Eishes Ish is a Chayvei Mises Bezdin, but it's not a Chayvei Mises Bezdin of She'er. This man and woman are also to each other, not because of any relationship between them, rather because this woman is a married woman. That has nothing to do with an Isser of She'er. Why would Rabbi Yeshua hold that over there the child is a Mamzer? This is again the Keren Ora's Kasha. One could take a look over there, he has a few possible mahalchim how to answer this kasha. Now, Kapanim, the din is definitely true. Eishes Ish does make Mamzerim, even though it would seem to not be Chayvei Mitzvos Bezdin of She'er. So, those are the five shitas that we have in the Sugyo. Now, in the Gemara, we see a very important klal that the child being a Mamzer is dependent on that which Kedushin is not Teifis by the parents. The Gemara says that since Nida and Saita, even though really they should have been Mamzerim according to Rabbi Kiva, Saita is a lav, according to Bekiva, should have been a Vlad Mamzer. Nida is a Karis, even according to Shimon HaTimni, the child should have been a Mamzer. But since we have Psukim that tell us that Kedushin is Teifis, that proves to us that the child cannot possibly be Mamzerim. Now, Tosis earlier on in Daf Memdaud Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Asa Zoyna, Tosis says this klal is true both according to Bekiva and according to Shimon HaTimni, but it's not true according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. According to Bekiva, that from Chayvi Lavin, the child is a Mamzer. Whether you hold it Stavka Chayvi Lavin de She'er, or even Chayvi Lavin which are not She'er, or according to Rabbi Sheva of even Chayvi Esei, whichever cases the din is that the child is a Mamzer, the din is also that Kedushin is not Teifis. And the same according to Shimon HaTimni, by Chayvi Krisis, where the child is a Mamzer, Kedushin will not be Teifis. And again, if we know for a fact that Kedushin is Teifis, if we have a Gili from a Pasuk, that Kedushin is Teifis, that will also tell us that the child cannot possibly be a Mamzer. However, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Teifis says, Rabbi Yeshua is maskim that Chayvei Krisis, Kedushin is not Teifis. And yet still Rabbi Yeshua holds that the child is not a Mamzer. Obviously Teifis says that this klal is not true according to Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Mamzerim and Tfisas Kedushin are not dependent one on another, as opposed to according to Rabbi Kiva and Shimon HaTimni, they are Tolei Zeh B'Zeh. Tosis in Kedushin, Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maschom Nohan Imili, he says like this as well. He says, we don't find any Mekar to that which Rabbi Kiva holds, that Kedushin is not Toifis by Chayvei Lavin. The Mekar is from that which the Din is Vlad Mamzer. That itself is the Mekar, that Kedushin is not Toifis. And Tosis adds, that which the Gemara over there in Kedushin, Samach Zayin Amud Beis, brings the Makar, how do we know that Kedushin is not Toifis by Chayvei Krisus? Tosis says that whole sugya is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds Mamzerus and Tfisas Kedushin is not Tolei Zeh B'Zeh, therefore the Gemara has to find the Makar, how do we know that Kedushin is not Toifis by Chayvei Krisus? But according to Rabbi Kiva and Shimon HaTimni, we don't need any Makar to tell us when Kedushin is not Toifis. Wherever we see the Vlad is a Mamzer, we know that the Din is Kedushin is not Toifis. Now at the bottom of the Omid, we have the member of Abaya Hakomoidin Bibo Ala Nido Va'ala Saito She'ain Havlad Mamzer. Rashi explains, even though Nido is Chayiv Kares, Abaya is telling us that even according to Shimon HaTimni, who says the Chayiv Krisis make Mamzerim, by Nido he's Moida. And by Saito as well, there Rashi explains the Chiddush is Bedasar Bekiva. Saito is not Chayiv Krisis, it's only a Lav. It's learned from the Pasuk, La Yuchal Bailo Harishon Loshav Lekachto Achar Shahutamo. Abaya says that Rabbi Kiva's Maida, even though he holds that Chayvei Lavin do create Mamzerim, here Rabbi Kiva's Maida because Kedushin is Taifis. Now further on, the Gemara brings a Braisa that says that not only Nida and Saita, but a third case as well, Shemeres Yavam, there also, even though it's a Lav, Rabbi Kiva's Maida, that the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Now Rashi was bothered by Akasha, who is Abaya referring to? The Shita of Rabbi Kiva and Aram Mishnah is that Chayvei Lavin only create Mamzerim if it's a Chayvei Lav de She'er. Now Saita, Rashi was bothered by, that's not a Lav de She'er. The reason why he's usher to her is not because they're related. The only relation that they have is that of a husband and wife. That's definitely not a reason that they should be usher to each other. The reason why they're usher is because now that she was mezane, that makes her usher to her husband. Therefore Rashi holds it's partial that this is not a Lav de She'er. Now Shemeres Yavim as well, there also Rashi was bothered by, that's also not a Lav de She'er. That which this woman is usher to everyone Bashuk is not because she has any relation to them, rather because she has a zika to the Yavam. This is not a Lav de She'er, and therefore Rashi was bothered by, why do we have to be mechadish that here Rabbi Kiva's Maida, that the Vlad is not a Mamzer? And Mishnah holds with us Rabbi Kiva that anyways, only a Lav de She'er creates Mamzerim. And therefore Rashi was mechadish that there's actually a machlokes, two Mishnayis, in what is the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. And Mishnah over here in Daf Mem Tes holds that with us Rabbi Kiva, only a Lav de She'er creates Mamzerim. However, the Mishnah earlier on in Daf Mem Dalid, Rashi says, is a Stam Mishnah that holds B'das Rebbe Kiva otherwise. That Mishnah says that according to Rebbe Kiva, Machzir Grushasai does create Mamzerim. Now Machzir Grushasai, Rashi held as well, is not a Lav de She'er. Again, there's no relation between them that is making them Osir. The whole Isser is that they were once husband and wife, and now that he was Megarisher and she went and married someone else, the original husband is not allowed to take her back. That is not considered a Lav de She'er, and still we find Rebbe Kiva in that Mishnah holds that the child is a Mamzer. Rashi therefore is mechadish that the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalid understands B'das Rebbe Kiva that even a Lav which is not a Lav de She'er creates Mamzerim, which is similar to the Shita of Reb Simoi B'das Rebbe Kiva. And Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes holds Dafka a Lav de She'er, and the member of Abaya as well as the Braisa that a Soita and a Shemeres Yavam, the din is that the child is not a Mamzer and it's coming to say a Chiddush B'das Rebbe Kiva, this will not be a Chiddush B'das Rebbe Kiva and Er Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes, because anyways these are not a Lav de She'er. It's a Chiddush in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalid, which says B'das Rebbe Kiva that any Chayvei Lav create Mamzerim. Here the Gemara is Mechadish that a Soita and Shemeres Yavam, they're different because Kedushin is Toifis, there Rebbe Kiva's Moida that the child is not a Mamzer. This is Shitas Rashi in the Sugyo, and Toifis, as well as many other Rishonim, they argue. Toifis here in Dibra Maschal HaKol Moidim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all have many kashas on Rashi. Firstly, Toifis asked, if Abaya is not referring to Aram Mishnah, he's going on the Shita of Rebbe Kiva in the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalid. What does this member of Abaye belong here? It belongs earlier on Daf Mem Dalid. Now, as far as this kasha of Tosis on Rashi, we'll just mention the Aruch HaNer offers a teretz for Rashi. He says, Enechanami, that which Abaye says, as far as a Saita, that really would have belonged on Daf Mem Dalid. That's a Chiddush B'das Rebbe Kiva, who holds that you don't need Lav to share. Abaye's Mechash, that Saita is different than other Lavin. However, Abaye also wanted to tell us a Chiddush about Nida. This Chiddush, he wanted to tell us that even according to Shimon HaTimni, who holds that all Chayvei Krisus create Mamzerim, but Abaye says that Nida is different, since we have a right that Nida and Kedushin is Toifis. This Chiddush B'das Shimon HaTimni, Abaye would not have been able to say earlier on the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalid. That Mishnah does not mention any Tana who holds that Mamzerus is Tolei in Chayvei Krisis. Only here on Daf Mem Tes we have a Tanu who says so, and that Abai wanted to say that even though all Chayvei Krisis create Mamzerim according to Shimon HaTimni, but neither is an exception. That's the way the Aruch HaNer explains with Das Rashi why Abai waited to this Mishnah and he did not speak on the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet. That's why the Aruch HaNer says that Rashi stresses in Dibur Maschal Kol Maidim that the Chiddush of Abai is in Shimon HaTimni. Really, Rashi could have just explained that the whole member of Abai is going Bidas Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva holds that Chayvei Lavin and surely Chayvei Krisis as well create Mamzerim, and that Abai says that Nida and Saita are an exception. Rashi stressed that the Chiddush of Abaya by a Nida, that's in Shimon HaTimni, to answer this Kasha of Tosfos, why Abai waited to hear on Daf Mem Tes and did not speak earlier on Daf Mem Dalet. HaKoponim, that would answer the first Kasha of Tosfos. But the Rishonim ask a Kasha on Rashi a little bit differently. They ask that if there are two Mishnais, two Stam Mishnais which argue with Das Rebbe Kiva, the Gemara should have spoke this out. The Gemara should have asked the Stinyan Rebbe Kiva and answered that there are two Shitas. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet does not fit with the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes. The fact that there are two Mishnais next to each other, and the Gemara does not make any mention to the fact that they are Seisar each other, the Mashmois is that these two Mishnais have to coincide. And furthermore, Tosis asks, he brings a number of Rayas, where we see that according to Rebbe Kiva, the Vlad of a Shemeres Yavim who was Nivala Lashuk has a din of a Mamzer. And Tosis asks, according to the way Rashi learns the Sugya, that the Gemara is going, even if you hold Badas Rebbe Kiva, that you don't need a Lav Disha'er, still the Gemara says that a Vlad from a Shemeres Yavam will not be a Mamzer, since Kedushin is Taifis, and Taisa says, according to that, who is this Shita that holds Bedas Rebbe Kiva, that a Vlad of a Shemeres Yavam has a din of a Mamzer? Mishnah, if you learn Er Sugyo, the Gemara is going, according to Er Mishnah on Daf Memtes, that holds Bedas Rebbe Kiva, that only Chayvei Lavin the She'er create Mamzerim, and in that the Gemara says that by Shemeres Yavam, the child is not a Mamzer, and you can learn that these other Gemaras that say Bedas Rebbe Kiva, that the child is a Mamzer, that's going if you learn Rebbe Kiva differently, if you hold that you don't need dafka a chayvei lav de she'er. According to them, my number, Bedas Rebbe Kiva, there the child will be a mamzer. This is l'maisa how Tosfos himself explains at the end of Tosfos, that this din, whether a shemeres yavam, the vlad is a mamzer, is dependent whether you hold Bedas Rebbe Kiva that you need dafka a lav de she'er to create mamzerim, or even any lav. But HaKaponim Bedas Rashi, Rashi learns the sugya is that even if you hold that you do not need a lav de she'er, any lav creates mamzerim. And how could the Braisa say that Rebbe Kiva is moided by Shemeres Yavam? Hell, we answer all these other Gemaras that are Mavur, but that's Rebbe Kiva that the Vlad of a Shemeres Yavam does have a din of a Mamzer. Now, based on these kashas, Tosfos and Rishonim, they have a different mahalach in the Sugya. Their mechadish, the Am Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes, is not a stira to the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet. Even though the Mishnah over there says, Machzer Gushase is one of those Lavin that according to Rebbe Kiva creates Mamzerim, and the Amrisha says clearly that only by Lavin or She'er is the child of Mamzer. This is not a stira, because Tosfos explains that Machzer Gushasa really is a Lav de She'er. The Lashon of Tosfos is that it's a Lav de She'er, She'inam Asurim Elamishum Ishus. Meaning the only reason this woman is Asur to him is based on the fact that they were once married before. Now that he was Megarish, he cannot take her back. So even though right now the Isser is not because of any relation between them, but since the Isser is based on that which they were once married before, that marriage is a She'eris, and that is what enabled that there now be an Isser, so that would also be called a Lav de She'er. So therefore Tosfos says that the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalet really also is maskim that only a Lav de She'er creates Mamzerim. And therefore Tosfos explains Abaya as well, Abaya is really going back on Er Mishnah. Er Mishnah that says B'das Rebbe Kiva only a Lav de She'er creates Mamzerim, yet still Abaya was Mechadish that a Saita. Tosfos holds that a Saita also is called a Lav de She'er. Abai had to tell us that even though it's a Lav de She'er, still the din is that the child is not a Mamzer. And like Tosfos explains, Saita is called a Lav de She'er for the same reason that Machzer Gushasi is a Lav de She'er. By both of them, the only reason there's an Isser now is due to the fact that they had once been married before. So even though what created the Isser is that something happened after that marriage, by Machzer Gushasi it was the fact that he was Megarisher, and in the meantime she went and married someone else, and that's what's making him usher to take her back. And by Saita, it's that which she was Mizana while she was married to him, which is making her usher. But since both of these Isurim, they're facilitated by the fact that they were once married to each other. The fact that there was once an Ishus, which is also called a She'erus, that She'erus is what enables there eventually to be an Isur. Therefore, we call these Lavin a Lav de She'er. And therefore, Abai, when he says, HaKomoydin B'ba'al Anida V'ala Saita, Abai is saying that according to Rebbe Kiva and Er Mishnah, who holds that a Lav de She'er creates Mamzerim, yet still a Lav de Saita, even though it's also a Lav de She'er, still the din is that the child is not a Mamzer, like Abai says, because Kedushin is Taifis. So basically, we have a machlokes Rashi and Rishonim whether the two Mishnayos on Daf Mem Daled and Daf Mem Tes are seis to each other, and therefore the machlokes is if a bay is going on Er Mishnah or back on the Mishnah on Daf Mem Daled. But additionally, there's also a very fundamental machlokes how to explain what exactly Lav D'She'er means. According to Rashi, Lav D'She'er would only be an Isser, where the Yesod of the Isser is the Kurva between them. The relation between them, that's what's making them Aser. Whereas these cases of Soit and Master Gushosai, the relationship between them, that's not what's making them Aser. The relationship between them is a relation of Ishus, that's not a reason to be Aser, that's a reason that they should be with each other. What's creating the Isser is the fact that she was Mezana by a Soita, or that she was Megarasher. The fact that they had to have once been married in order for there to be an Isser, that will not make it into a Lav D'She'er, according to Rashi. Whereas according to Tosis and the Rishonim, since there had to have been a certain relation between them, the relation of husband and wife, which we find in the Torah is called She'er, if not for that relation, there would never eventually be an Isser, that's enough to be called a Lav D'She'er, even though this relation, this She'erus, is not what was the cause of the Isser. So that's Machlokes between Rashi and Rishonim, as far as a Soita, and as far as a Machzir Gushasai. Now we'll still have to discuss, we'll get back to this later, about a Shemeres Yavam. That the Gemara also says in Amud Beis, that we're coming to say a Chiddush that Rabbi Kiva is Magdeh by Shemeres Yavam. The Chor Shemeres Yavam is definitely not a Lav D'She'er. Here you don't have the Svar of Tosis and Rishonim. The Isser of Shemeres Yavam Lashuk has nothing to do with any She'erus. There never was any relationship between this Yavama and this man from the Shuk that she lived with. Yet still the Gemara has to tell us a Chiddush that Rabbi Kiva is Magdeh, that here the child is not a Mamzer. Here, Lachar, you have a right to Rashi, that the Gemara Al-Karch is going according to the Shita Badas Rabbi Kiva that you do not need a Lav D'She'er. So we'll see, we'll get back to soon, how did Tosfos and Rishonim learn this Gemara. Now just to get back to a moment, the Pshat and Rabbi Kiva and Er Mishnah, there both Rashi and Rishonim are maskim that Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah holds you need Dafka a Lav D'She'er. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah, Ezel Mamzer Kol She'er Basar Shehubu Lo Yovai. The Mechaikas just is about the Mishnah on Daf Mem Daled. According to Rashi, that Mishnah holds you do not need Dafka a Lav D'She'er, and therefore the two Mishnahs do not fit, as opposed to Tosis and the Rishonim, they hold that the Mishnah on Daf Mem Daled also holds that you need Dafka a Lav D'She'er. Now there's a third Mahaloch, and that is the Shita of the Rambam over here in Pirish Mishnahs. The Rambam, when he quotes our Mishnah, Ezel Mamzer Kol She'er Basar Shehu B'lo Yavai, the Rambam explains, Kol She'er Basar V'Shehu B'lo Yavai, if either there's a She'er Basar, there's a relation, or it's any other Lav, the din is that the child is a Mamzer. And the Rambam continues, Lefi She'ikar Daitoy, the Ikar Shita of Rabbi Kiva is, Kol She'in Lei Biyo B'Kahal Havlar Mamzer, V'afiluhu Michai Ve'Lavin. The Rambam is explaining our Mishnah, B'das Rabbi Kiva, that not only a Lav D'She'er creates Mamzerim, any other Lav as well. And the Chor, what the Rambam was bothered by, that which the Rishonim were also bothered, that the Mishnah on Daf Mem Daled says, B'das Rabbi Kiva, that even Machzer Gushosai creates Mamzerim. Machzer Gushosai, the Rambam understood, is not a Lav D'She'er, which is like Shitas Rashi. And therefore, the Rambam wanted to explain our Mishnah as well. Our Mishnah also holds that you don't need a Lav D'She'er. And he translated our Mishnah, Kol She'er Basar Vishahu B'lo Yavai, if there's either a She'eris, an Isser that's based on a relation, or Vishahu B'lo Yavai, any other Isser Lav, all of those cases Rabbi Kiva holds, the child is a Mamzer. Now both Rabbi Kager in his Pirush on Mishnayis, and the Karnayur and Er Sugyo, they quote this Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis. They explain, like we said, that the Rambam holds any Chayvei Lavin, the child will have a din of a Mamzer. However, they ask that this does not seem to fit with the Gemara. The Gemara's mashma that the Pshat and Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah is Dafka Lav D'She'er. The Gemara first brings a Pasuk, and then the Gemara asks, what about if you hold like Rabbi Simai, that holds B'das Rabbi Kiva, that even Lav, which is not a Lav D'She'er, also create Mamzerim? For that we have to bring a different Pasuk. Clearly the Gemara's understanding B'das Rabbi Kiva in Er Mishnah, that it's only a Lav D'She'er which creates Mamzerim. And therefore they have difficulty understanding the way the Rambam learned Er Mishnah. But Al-Kaponim, these are the three Mahalchim, how to understand the Mishnais. According to Rashi, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Daled held B'das Rabbi Kiva, even not a Lav D'She'er. And Er Mishnah holds Dafka Lav D'She'er. According to Tosis and Rishonim, both of the Mishnais held Dafka Lav D'She'er. According to the Rambam Pirush Mishnais, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Daled and Er Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes, both of them hold that you do not need a Lav D'She'er. Any Chayvi Lavin will have a din of a Vlad Mamzer according to Rabbi Kiva. Now let's go back to Rashi on the Mishnah. As we said, the Mishnah holds B'das Rabbi Kiva, only a Lav D'She'er creates Mamzerim. And Rashi gives two examples, what are cases of Lav D'She'er. One example Rashi says is Anusas Aviv, that we see already in the Gemara. The Gemara's Mavur that Anusas Aviv is a Lav D'She'er. And a second example Rashi gives is Noitzei Chalutzotzei. Rashi holds Noise Chalutasai, one who is over the lav of Kivan Shleibone, Shuvla Yivne, is over a lav de She'er, and therefore according to Bekiva, the child will be a mamzer. Now the truth is, nothing really was forcing Rashi to say that Noise Chalutasai is considered a lav de She'er. This lav is mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Mem Dawid, which according to Rashi, that Mishnah anyways holds B'daser Bekiva, that even a lav which is not a lav de She'er creates mamzerim. Nevertheless, Rashi apparently held Misvara that Noise Chalutasai is considered a lav de She'er. Now, in some of the contemporary Svarim, in the Shiur Reb David Pervalsky, over here in Yevamos Memtes, as well as other Svarim, they point out, why is this so posh that Noisei Chalutzasei is considered a lav d'sheer? This is a lav which is created by that which he did Chalitza, that now asers her with the new lav of Kivin Shleibone Shuvla Yivne. Right now, there's no kurva between them, there's definitely no relation which is making them aser. That which they're aser is because the Torah says, if he did Chalitza to the Yevama, now they have a lav of Kivin Shleibone Shuvla Yivne. Why is this considered a lav de she'er? And they point out that really you could have said that this is totally in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Mishlam, according to Tosfos and Rishonim, they explain that any iser which is dependent on that which there once was a she'er is considered a lav de she'er, like Machzor Gushosli and Saita. Since the iser is dependent on that which there once was an ishus between them, that's enough to make it into a lav de she'er. If so, you could say here as well, by Noisei Chalutzasai, that which there is an iser now is based on the fact that there once she'er. They once had a relationship of Eishes Ach, and because of that Eishes Ach, there was a Zika, and after he dissipates that Zika through a Chalitza, there's now created an Isser of Kivan Shleibone Shuv LeYivne. The Isser is dependent on that which they once had a relationship of Eishes Ach. However, like we said, Shitas Rashi is, this is not enough to be called the Lav de She'er. Rashi holds that Saita and Machzor Gushosai are not a Lav de She'er, as we explained, since the cause of the Isser right now is not the relationship between them. Therefore, it's not considered lav de she'er. Here as well, noisei chalutzasai, the cause which makes them aser, is not the relation that they have, rather that which they did chalitza. This cannot be called a lav de she'er according to Shitas Rashi. And therefore, the shaila remains, why does Rashi call noisei chalutzasai a lav de she'er? And Reb David, as we mentioned, and others for him, they prove from here Yisoid that the lav of Kivan Shleibone Shuv LeYivne is not actually a new iser, rather what it is the same iser of Eishes Ach, which was once an Isser Kares. The Torah says after Chalitza is done, this Isser of Eishes Ach descends from a level of Kares to the level of a Lav. And they quote a Meiri earlier on in Daf Yud Amid Beis, which clearly says this Yisoid. The Meiri over there says that the din is if one is Mekadish and Isha after he raided Chalitza to her. So the din is that Kedushin is Toifis. And the Meiri explains, even though right now there's no mitzvah Sibam, after Chalitza the mitzvah is gone, nevertheless, since right now she does not have an Isser Kares, she only has a Lav, therefore Kedushin is Toifis. And he explains, and his Lashon is, Afa Pisha Cholat Zlo V'nifkas Mitzvahs Yibum. The Mitzvahs Yibum is gone. V'nisher Isser Eishes Ach Shaloi B'mokai Mitzvah. Right now she should be Osir to him with an Isser of Eishes Ach, because there's no Mitzvah. Still the Meiri says, Lo Chozru Lo Legamri L'din Eishes Ach Liyois B'Kares, Elo B'Lav. The Isser Eishes Ach does not come back when there's no Mitzvah to the level of Kares. Right now it's only the level of a Lav. She'akosu v'itziya michlal Kares, the ha'amido belav, she'nemra shala yibane, kivan shala yibane, shuv layivne. He says the Torah lowered it from a level of Kares to a level of a Lav. The Meiri is clearly saying that this Isser of kivan shala yibane, shuv layivne is not a new Isser. Rather, it's a weaker version of the original Eishes Ach, which once had Kares. Now the Torah says it only has a Lav. There's another Rashi that's mashm like this later on in Daf Nun Amid Beis, in Dira Maschel, Mai Bio. Rashi over there says that if one Yavam were to do Bia to one of the Yavamais, and then afterwards he was to do Bia to a second Yavama, the Lashon of Rashi is Kapoga be'Isser Eishes Ach. And the Rashash over there asks, how could Rashi say he's over the Isser of Eishes Ach? We know the Gemara says that once he does Yibam to one Yavama, that which asks him to do Yibam to the second Yavama is learned from a pasuk of Bayis Echor Ubayne, Ve'ena Bayne Shnei Batim. This is an Isser Etzei. How could Rashi call this an Isser of Eishes Ach? And the Beis Meir in Evin Ezra Kuf Samach Aleph, he answers Rashi with the same Yisoid that we're saying now. Just like we're saying as far as the Lav of Kivan Shleibone Shuv LeYivne, that it's a weaker version of the Chiyuv Kares. Once he does Chalitza, he does not have any more the mitzvah of Yibum, but still the Isser Eishes Ach does not come back with his full strength of a Chiyuv Kares. It goes down to being a Lav. That's the Lav of Kivan Shleibone Shuv LeYivne. So too the Beis Meir says the same Yisoid, after he does Yibam to one of the Yavamos. So he no longer has a mitzvah Yibam to the other Yavama, but still, as far as the other Yavama, he does not have a Chiyuv Kares of Eishes Ach. The Eishes Ach goes down to a level of an essay Bais Echad Hu Bainav, Eina Bainav Shnei Batim. What the Torah really is saying is that the Isser Eish Esach is now down to a level of an Isser Esay. That's how the Beis Meir explains Rashi on Daf Nun Amud Beis, that calls the Isser of Bais Echad Hu Bainav, Eina Bainav Shnei Batim. He uses the Lashon of Isser Eish Esach, because it's a weaker version of the same Isser of Eish Esach. That's the Pshat in Rashi as well, why Noisich Halutzasi is considered a Lav D'Sheer, even though really it's the Lav of Kivin Shalei Bona Shuv LeYivne, but since it's a weaker version of the Isser of Eish Esach, therefore it's considered a Lav D'Sheer. Now in the Shiur of David, like we mentioned, he adds that according to Tosfos and the Rishonim, that the Mishnah and Daf Mem Dalid also holds B'Dasher B'Kiva that only a Lav D'Sheer creates Mamzerim, then we're forced to say that Noisich Halutzasi is considered a Lav D'Sheer. Noisich Halutzasi is listed in that Mishnah and Daf Mem Dalid with those that are Vlad Mamzer according to Rabbi Kiva. However, according to Tosfos and Rishonim, we don't have to give this explanation that the Lav of Kivin Shalei Bona Shuv LeYivne is a version of the Isser Eish Esach, because according to these Rishonim, we could explain, just like they say, that Saita and Machzer Gushosai is considered a Lav D'Sheer, as we explained, since the Isser is only possible if originally there was a relation of She'er, there was a relation of Eish Esach, that's what enabled a Nefila LeYibum, which eventually brought to a Chalitzo, which makes the Isser of Noisich Halutzasai. Even if Noisich Halutzasai is a new Isser, Lo Yibana Shuv LeYivne is not related to Eish Esach LeMaisa, but since it only came about through a relation of Eish Esach, through a situation of She'er, that would be enough to be considered a Lav D'Sheer according to these Rishonim. And he adds that really according to the Shita of the Rashba that we saw in Daf Mem Aleph, this is the Shita of the Rashba which comes up many times throughout Yevamos, we mentioned it on Daf Mem Aleph, the Rashba says that once there's a Nefila LeYibum, and at that time there was a heter to the Isser Eish Esach, there was a heter because of the mitzvah, then the Isser Eish Esach can never come back again. The Rashba is talking about a case where at the time there was a Nefila LeYibum, but later on, the Yivama becomes an Erva, and that makes the mitzvah of Yibum no longer a possibility. Still the Rashba says that the Isser Eish Esach can never come back again, since at the time of the Nefila it was Mutter. According to that Yisayit of the Rashba, that we cannot possibly explain that the Isser of Kivin Shalei Bona Shuv LeYivne has any connection to the Isser of Eish Esach. Once Eish Esach had a heter, it can never come back, and therefore Noisich Halutzasi, which now is the Isser of Kivin Shalei Bona Shuv LeYivne, according to the Shita of the Rashba, this has to be an independent Isser, unrelated to the Isser of Eish Esach. You cannot say this whole explanation that it's a weaker version of the Isser Eish Esach. And therefore, according to the Rashba, you can have to explain the reason why Noisich Halutzasi is considered a Lav D'Sheer. It's not like this explanation we gave in Rashi, rather L'Shitasai, the way the Rashba and Tosfos learn our Sugya, the same reason that Saita and Machzer Gushasai is considered a Lav D'Sheer, since the whole situation only came about through that there originally was a situation of She'er, originally there was a relation, that enabled that eventually there should be an Isser. So even though in the end of the Isser is a totally independent Isser, it has nothing to do with the Isser of Eish Esach, since the situation came about through a Matzav of She'er, that's called the Lav D'Sheer. That's how the Rashba will learn why Noisich Halutzasai is a Lav D'Sheer. That's why Rabbi Kiva on Daf Mem Dalet holds that Noisich Halutzasai, the din is that Vlad is a Mamzer, because it's also a Lav D'Sheer. Now the second case, another Lav we have that everyone's maskim, that it's called a Lav D'Sheer, is Anusas Aviv. That Rashi says on the Mishnah, Rashi speaks this out, and the truth is it's Muchach like that in the Gemara. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, who holds that you need Dafka Lav D'Sheer to create Mamzerim, it's learned out of the Pasuk Le'Yigala Knaf Aviv, which the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Le'Yigala Knaf Aviv is referring to Anusas Aviv. And since next to that Pasuk of Le'Yigala Knaf Aviv, the Torah says Le'Yavi Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, we learn out that any situation which is similar to Anusas Aviv, any Lav D'Sheer creates Mamzerim. And here again, it's not so poshut why Anusas Aviv is considered a Lav D'Sheer. The Rishash on the Gemara asks Akasha, why is Anusas Aviv considered a Lav D'Sheer? He quotes the Gemara Daf Tzadik Zayin that says, B'nesuin ika she'er, b'ointzim leka she'er. A relationship of nesuin between a man and a woman, the Torah calls that she'er. But a relationship of oines, where a man lived with a woman by force, that connection is not referred to with a lashon of she'er. And therefore the Rishash asks, how could we call Anusas Aviv a Lav D'Sheer? The whole connection which is asering the son for marrying this Anusa of his father was a mice of oines which is not considered a situation of she'er. A woman that this man's father was married to, that we can understand, that's an Isra of she'er. But if there never was a marriage, it was just an oines, how could we call that a Lav D'Sheer? And Rishash is Mechadish, a new pshat in the Gemara, the reason why this is called the Lav of She'er, the She'er is the relation between the son and the father. Since this Isser comes about because the son and the father have a relation of She'er, then that will make this lav into a lav of She'er. However, the Rishash points out that this will only fit according to Tosis and Rishonim, that what makes something a lav to She'er is not necessarily if the Isser between the man and the woman is caused by a relation between them. Rather, even if the relation, the She'er, was only a prerequisite for this Isser, that's enough to give this Isser a status of She'er. If so, the Rishash says here as well, you could say that the lav of Anusas Oviv is called the lav of She'er because you had to originally have a connection of She'er between the son and the father in order for this Isser to eventually be created. Einichanami, what creates the Isser Lamaisa is when the father was Ma'anis, this woman, and Einichanami, there's no connection between the son and this woman, there's no connection of She'er, they're not considered relatives at all, since the whole relation is that she was an Anusa of the father, that's not considered a relation of She'er. But since there had to be a prerequisite, a relation of She'er between the son and the father, in order for this Isser to eventually come about, that's enough to make it into a lav of She'er. But according to Rashi, he says, Rashi holds that the direct cause of this Isser has to be a relation between the man and the woman, in order for it to be called a lav of She'er. Then this kasha would remain, how could we call Anusas Oviv a lav of She'er? There's no relation of She'er between this man and the woman, between this son and the father's Anusa. Their connection is not a connection of She'er. Therefore, the kasha would remain, why is it called a lav of She'er? And we could just point out that even what the Rishash says, Bidas Taisus and Rishonim, that's also a chiddush that this should be considered a lav of She'er, because that which the Rishonim spoke about was the case of Saita or Machzer Gushasai. There was a connection of She'er between the man and the woman. They themselves had a connection of She'er, and that eventually brought about the Isser. So even though the Isser was not caused by the relation, but was enabled by that they were a She'er to each other from their original marriage. Here, however, the She'er is not between the man and the woman. The connection of She'er is from the son to the father, so even though that did enable eventually the Isser of Anusas Aviv, but it was not a situation of She'er between them, this seems to be a bigger Chiddush that the Rishash is saying, Bedasis Rishonim, that this also would be called a lav of She'er. Now, as a result of this Machlokes Rishonim between Rashi against Tosfos and Rishonim, how to learn Abaya? According to Rashi, we said Abaya is going according to the Man Omar that you don't need a lav to She'er, which is the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalid. Tosfos and Rishonim learned that we're going in our Sugyo according to the Man Omar that you do need a lav to She'er. Now, based on that, there's also a Machlokes how to learn the Braisa on Amud Beis. The Braisa says, Tanya Nami Hochi, Hakol Moidim Mebo Al Anida, Va'al Asoita, Va'al Shemeres Yovim, She'ein Havlan Mamzer. The Braisa says, not only Nida and Soita, Shemeres Yovim also is an example of a lav, which the child will not be a Mamzer, since Kedushin is Tosfos. According to Rashi, the Gemara is understood simply, Shemeres Yovam, which is definitely not a lav of She'er, you would have thought the din is that the Vlad is a Mamzer, and that the Braisa is telling you that this is another exception, since Kedushin is Tosfos. And this, the Gemara continues and says, this is dependent on the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, how to understand the Pasuk of Loisiyah, Isha Sameis Le'ishdar, if you learn the Pasuk Loisiyah, that the Torah is telling you that she should not be to Ishdar, but she does have a Vaya, if he will be Mekadoshah, the Kedushin will be Tosfos. Like Shmuel had a tzad to say that. If so, the Torah is telling us that Kedushin is Tosfos, then we know from that also that the child is not a Mamzer. If, however, you learn like Rav, Laisiya Isha Sameis Leishdar means Laisiya Bahavaya, the Torah is telling us that Kedushin is not Tosfos, then the din is that the child will be a Mamzer. However, according to Tosfos and Rishonim, this Braisa seems to be difficult. If we're going now according to the Man Omar that only a lav of She'er creates Mamzerim, what is it sad to say that a Shemeres Yovam should have a din of Vlad Mamzer? Shemeres Yovam surely is not a lav of She'er. It's an Isser that she's Osir Lashuk. She has no relation to this person from the Shuk. Why would you think that the din should be that the Vlad is a Mamzer? Now Tosfos added further that this Braisa has to be going dafka according to the Man Omar in Rebbe Akiva that only a lav of She'er creates Mamzerim, because Tosfos brought a number of rayas that the din according to Rebbe Akiva is that Shemeres Yovam does create Mamzerim, and Tosfos says that's going according to the Man Omar that you don't need lav of She'er. This price is going according to the Man Omar that you do need a lav of She'er, therefore the din is that the child is not a Mamzer. That makes the kasha stronger. How could this price possibly hold that you need a lav of She'er? If so, what is the chiddush that Shemeres Yovam does not create Mamzerim? Shemeres Yovam surely is not a lav of She'er. And because of this kasha, Tosfos has to be mechadesh a different pshat in the Gemara. This is in Tosfos on the top of Amud Beis. Tosfos asks this kasha, what is the pshat in this brisa by Shemeres Yovam? And he answers that the whole tzad of this brisa to say the child should be a mamzer is not because Shemeres Yovam is a lav de She'er, rather because we have a makor, according to the shita of Rav. We have a pasuk that tells us that Kedushin is not Tosfos, that would prove to us also that the child is a mamzer. So even though we would not have learned Shemeres Yovam from the parasha of Anusas Oviv, which is the makor, where we learned all Mamzerim from, we would have learned it from a different Mekar. Now which the Torah says, Kedushin is not Taifis by Shemeres Yavam, that would be the Mekar that the child should be a Mamzer. So what is the Pshat L'maisa? Why does the Braisa say that the child is not a Mamzer? If we're going according to Shitas Rav, we know from a Pasuk that Kedushin is not Taifis. So what does the Braisa mean? Why in a Chanami is the child not a Mamzer? And that Tosfos brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam to explain that the Braisa holds that Shemeres Yavam is the same as Oivet Kechovim Ve'evet Shabbat Abbas Yisrael. We saw earlier on Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis, the Gemara explains what is the tzad in the Manda Omer that says Akum Ve'evet Abba Abbas Yisrael, the child is not a Mamzer, even though Kedushin is not Tosfos. The Gemara explains that Mamzerim have to be learned out from the parasha of Eishes Av. Ma Eishes Av L'didei Le'tafsi Bo Kedushin La'achrini Tafsi Bo Kedushin. The Gemara says that Akum ve'eved, their kedushin is not taifis to anybody. This eved or this guy is not able to make a chalais kedushin to any woman. There the Torah did not say that the fact that kedushin is not taifis is a reason for the child to be a mamzer. It's only if this man and this woman could have kedushin to other people, just between each other the kedushin is not taifis, that is a reason to say that the vlad is a mamzer. But if they cannot have a kedushin to anyone, there the Torah did not say that we learn out of Eishes Av that the fact that the Kedushin is not Toifis is a reason to make Mamzerim. And therefore Toifis says the same here as well, a Shemeres Yavam cannot have Tvisas Kedushin to anyone. She cannot have Kedushin to someone from the Shuk, like we explained, we're going according to the Shita of Rav, that if someone in a Shuk will be Mekadosh this Shemeres Yavam, the Kedushin will not be Nitvas. And Toifis says she also does not have Kedushin to the Yavam himself. If the Yavam will try to be Mekadosher, this is what we call Maimer, the Kedushin does not work with Midaraisa. The Torah says that the Yavam has to be Boil her, he's koinesur through bia, but a maisa kedushin will not work. And therefore, Tosfos says, since she does not have kedushin to anyone, that's like an akum ve'eved, that there we don't say the child is a mamzer. The fact that there's no tvisas kedushin is not a reason to create mamzerim, since kedushin is not nitfas to anyone. This is how Tosfos explains the braisa. So again, Tosfos learns the whole havamino of this braisa to say that the child should be a mamzer is if you go like shitas rav, that we know from a pasuk that kedushin is not tvisas, therefore the child should be a mamzer. And that the Braisa is saying the child is not a mamzer because kedushin is not nitvas to anybody. And the next line of the Gemara, when the Gemara says Abaya Shemeres Yavam Misafkalei Ikarav Yikishmuel, Tosfos explains the Gemara means to say like this, that according to Abaya, the reason why he did not tell us this chiddush that there's no mamzerim by Shemeres Yavam is because he wasn't sure if kedushin is nitvas like Shmuel or it's not nitvas like Rav. And if you would hold like Shmuel, there would be no chiddush in telling you that the child is not a mamzer. The whole chiddush is only negeh if you hold like Rav that we know from a pasuk that the child is not a mamzer. Otherwise, there would be no chiddush because, like we said, Tosfos is learning this braisa according to the Manda Omer that only a lav of she'er creates mamzerim and Shemeres Yavam is not a lav of she'er. Why would you think that the child should be a mamzer? The whole avamina is based on knowing that which Rav said that we learn from a pasuk that kedushin is not Tosfos. That would be the avamina to say that the child is a mamzer. And therefore, since Abai was misafkalei ikarav ikashmuel, he had a tzad to say that Shmuel is correct. If so, there will be no chiddush in telling you that the child is not a mamzer. That's how Tosfos learns the Shakel Vatarya of the Gemara. Now, as far as this svara of Tosfos, Tosfos explains that the Rais is telling us that Shemeres Yavam does not create mamzerim because kedushin is not nitvas to anybody. Tosfos compares this to Akum ve'eved. There also the Gemara says that since kedushin is not nitvas to anyone, so that does not create mamzerim. The Karen Oyer discusses this svara of Tosfos. He says this comparison is not simple bechlal. Because the truth is, the Gemara over there in Daf Mem Hei needs Hezber. The Rishonim already discussed what is the Svara that since Kedushin is not Nitvas to anyone, that's less of a reason to create Mamzerim. If anything, the Svara would be the opposite. If it's so Chomer that Kedushin cannot be Nitvas to anyone, then surely the din should be that the child is a Mamzer. Now the Rashba over there explained, Abishlama, if Kedushin would be Nitvas to other people, and to this specific person the Kedushin is not Nitvas, that would prove that this connection, this relationship is very strong Isser. It's an Isser which prevents Kedushin, and that would also be a reason that the child should be a Mamzer. However, if Kedushin is not Nitvas to anyone, like a Akum ve'eved, they're not able to be Mekadosh anyone, they're not a Bar Kedushin, that will not prove that this is an Isser Chomer to create Mamzerim. The reason why Kedushin is not Nitvas has nothing to do with the Chomer ha'Isser. That's the way the Rashba understands the Gemara over there. And if so, the Karen Oyer says, then the way Tosfos wants to apply this, the comparison is not a good comparison. Mishma Akum ve'eved, there you have the svar of the Rashba. The fact that Kedushin does not work to anyone is proof that it's not the Chomer HaIsra which is preventing the Kedushin, it's the fact that this person is not a Bar Kedushin. However, over here, a Shemeres Yavam, this woman definitely is a Bar Kedushin. She's not like a Goy or a Shivcha, where the Torah did not give the parasha of Kedushin. what's preventing the Kedushin from being Chal is the Isser of Yevama Lashuk. And even though Tosis points out that Kedushin cannot be Chal to anyone, including the Yevam himself, that's for a different reason. The Yevam also has a reason why if he tries to be Mekadosh or the Kedushin is not Chal. We'll get back to soon what exactly is that reason, but Al-Kaponim here, it's definitely not the pshat that this woman is a Lav Bar Kedushin. You cannot compare this to an Akam Ve'eved. There you have the Hezber of the Rashba, that the reason why Kedushin is not Chal is nothing to do with the Isser, it's because this person is a Lav Bar Kedushin. Here, that's surely not the pshat. The Shemeres Yavim is a Bar Kedushin. It's the Chomer Isser which is preventing the Kedushin from being Chal. And the Keren Ayer says, for this reason, the Rashba himself, even though he learns the Sugyo generally like Tosfos, but this one point he does not learn like the Rabbeinu Tam. He has a different pshat to explain this Gemara of Shemeres Yavam. And the Keren Ayer says the Rashba could not have learned like Tosfos. The Rashba would not have compared Shemeres Yavam to Akam Ve'eved, because the way the Rashba learns Akam Ve'eved, it's a sfar that does not apply here by Shemeres Yavam. Tosfos, who did compare Er Sugyo to Akam Ve'eved, Tosfos will have to have a different understanding and why the din is true that Akam Ve'eved, since Kedusha is not Tosfos to anyone, there we don't say that the Vlad is a Mamzer. Perhaps Tosfos held that in order to learn out the din of Vlad Mamzer from Eishes Av, it has to be similar to Eishes Av, and since by Eishes Av, Kedushin is not Nitvas to her, but to other women it is Nitvas, not learn out Akam Ve'eved, which is not similar, Kedushin is not Nitvas to anyone, therefore we don't have a Makar that here the child will be a Mamzer. However, the more contemporary Achronim, in the Shiri for Reb David Pravalsky over here in Daf Mem Tes, as well as in the Shiri of Shmuel Rebzovsky on Daf Lametes Amebeis Ois Tov Pei Gimel, they still ask further on Tosis. And still, how could you compare Er Sugyo to Akam Ve'eved? Over there, Akam Ve'eved, the reason why Kedushin does not work to anyone is one single reason. Akam Ve'eved do not have Tvisas Kedushin. That prevents Kedushin from being Chal no matter who they're Mekadosh. As opposed to here by Shemeres Yavam, here the reason why she does not have Kedushin to everyone is for different reasons. To everyone else from the Shuk, the reason why Kedushin is not Chal, we learn from the Pasuk, Loisiya Isha Sameis, according to Rav, this Pasuk is telling us, Loisiya Bohavaya, that this Isser of getting married to someone from the Shuk is an Isser which prevents Kedushin. However, that which the Yavam himself, if he tries to be Mekadosher, that's obviously not for this reason, that's for a separate reason, which we'll get back to in a moment. But if so, how could we compare Shemeres Yavam to that which the Gemara says about an Akum Ve'eved? Maybe only if there's one single reason which prevents Kedushin from everyone, that's where the Gemara says that this is not a reason to make the child into a Mamzer. However, over here, if the Yavama gets married to someone from the Shuk, she's over on the Isra of Lysia, and that's an Isra which also prevents Kedushin. Why should that not also make the child into a Mamzer? This Isra of Lysia, Isha Samesh Lazar, is not a reason which prevents Kedushin from everyone. It only prevents Kedushin from some people. From the Yavam, this Isra would not be a reason why Kedushin should not be Nitvas. The Yavam may have a different reason, but it's not this Pasuk of Lysia, Isha Samesh Lazar. So how could Taisa say that this lav, since it's a lav which prevents Kedushin from everyone, is not a reason to make Mamzerim? It's not true. This does not prevent Kedushin from everyone. The Yavam is for a different reason. In the end, she does not have Kedushin to anyone, but it's for two different reasons. How could Taisa compare that to Akum Ve'eved, where there's one reason which prevents Kedushin from everybody? And because of this, these Achayim prove, as far as what Taisa holds, the Gabi, the reason why Kedushin does not work if the Yavam is Mekadosh the Yavama. And they quote Rashi later on in Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The reason Rashi over there gives in Dibur Maschal Nosan Lo Kesef, the Gemara over there is Mevur that Kedushin does not work midiraisa on a Yevamo. And Rashi explains Sharei Ein Kedushin Toifsem Beishes Ach. The reason why the Yevam, if he's Mekadosh the Yevamo, the Kedushin is not Chal, is because this is an Isser Eishes Ach. Kedushin is not Toifes by an Eishes Ach. And Rashi continues VaTorah Lo Hitirasa Loi LaAseis Kash Isha Nochus. The Torah did not allow this Yavam to marry her as if she's a strange woman, an unrelated woman. Ela keseder ha-mitzvah. Only if he does the seder of mitzvahs yibam. Ubiya hu dekasa barachmana. The Torah says that he could do biya, that's the way he could be kindeser. But if he tries to be mekadosher as if she's a regular woman, there the Isser Eishes Ach prevents the Kedushin from being chal. This is the shita of Rashi, and many Achrayim are bothered why Rashi has to be mekadosh this. There seems to be a Mefurish Gemara which gives a different reason why Kedushin is not Chal in the Yevama. The Keren Ayer over there in Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, as well as the Avni Miluim in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalid, Sifkot and Aleph. They quote a Gemara later on in Daf Nun Dalid Amud Aleph, which is also a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Dalid Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there brings a Braisa, Yochal Yiyu Kesef Vishtar Goymrim Bo, Kederach Shahabiyah Goymeres Bo. One might think that Kesef Ushtar could work to be kind of the Yevama just like Bia works. The Gemara brings a drasha, Gzeiras HaKosev, which says that only bia works by a Yavama and not Kesef and Shtar. The Torah is telling us that Kesef and Shtar do not work to be koina the Yavama. These achronim are bothered by why does Rashi have to be mechadish that it's the Isser Eishas Ach which is preventing the Kedushin from being Chal. Akoponim Reb Shmuel explains that Bidas Toisvis over here will explain, not like Rashi on Daphne and Beis, it has nothing to do with the Isser Eishas Ach, that which if the Yavam is mechadish the Yavama, the Kedushin is not Chal. Rather, it's Gzeiras HaKosev, the Torah says, V'yibmo, only Yibam works, which is a Bia, and not Kesef Ushtar. And they explain Bidas Toisvis, Toisvis holds the reason why Kedushin is not Chal, if someone from the Shuk tries to be Mekadosher, is really the same reason, the same Yisoid, why if the Yavam tries to be Mekadosher, the Kedushin is not Chal. And that is, since the Torah gave a Mitzvah Yibam, the Torah gave a Zika, in order that the Yavam should be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibam, therefore the Torah also said that if someone else tries to be Mekadosher, the Kedushin will not be Chal. And the same thing is, if the Yavam tries to be Mekadosher, he's trying to do a Kedushin which is not the Mitzvah Yibam, he's trying to make a regular Kedushin as a regular wife. That, the Torah says, does not work for the same reason, because we want him to mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. So in other words, the Zikas Yibum is what's preventing Kedushin from being Chal, both for someone else and for the Yavam himself. And therefore, Tosfos holds, since it's the same Yisoid, the same reason which is preventing Kedushin from the whole world, therefore Tosfos compares it to Akum Ve'eved, that if there's one Ikov which prevents Kedushin from everyone, that Ikov is not a reason to make the children into Mamzerim. Now we'll move on to another Inyan, another fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Abaye said, as well as in the Braisa we find, that a Saita, l'kuli alma, the child is not a mamzer since Kedushin is Tosfos to a Saita. Now what does that mean exactly, that Kedushin is Tosfos to a Saita? Rashi over here in Divrei Maschildah, Tafsi, he explains, the af la'achar shezinsa, le'poku mina kedusheha harishonim. If a woman is married, she's an Eishes Ish, and then she's Mezane, she gets the din of a Saita, she's usher to her husband, Rashi says, we don't find anywhere that the Kedushin is Poka. We don't find that the marriage is dissipated. They're still considered married until the husband gives her a get. Tosfos over here, in Dibur Maschil Soita, he quotes Rashi, and he asks Akasha and Rashi, V'kosha l'ri. Why does the Gemara have to bring a pasuk by Nida to say that Kedushin is Tosfos in a Nida? We know that if a woman becomes a Nida while she's married, the Kedushin is not Poka. They're still considered married. That should be a right, that Kedushin is Tosfos, that even lechatchila, if he goes and is mekadosh nido, the Kedushin should be nitvas. In other words, the same way Rashi is saying, that from the fact that Kedushin is not poka by a soita, that's a right that Kedushin is Tosfos, and the same thing should be by a nido, from the fact that we know Kedushin is not poka when she becomes a nido, that should be a right also that Kedushin is Tosfos in a nido. Tosfos understood Rashi, that Rashi is saying that any time, if there would be a woman, that Kedushin would not be Tosfos in her, and if she would become usher while she's already married, the Kedushin should be poka. It would not make sense to say that Kedushin cannot be Tosfos in the first place, but if they're married already, then the Kedushin should stay. Rather, if Kedushin is not nitvas, that's also a reason that Kedushin should be poka. And therefore, Tosfos asks, if we know that in Nida, the Kedushin is not poka, we should not need another pasuk to tell us that Kedushin is nitvas. And because of this kasha, Tosfos argues on Rashi, he brings a different girsa in the Gemara. The Gemara is bringing a pasuk that tells us that Kedushin is nitvas in a Saita. And the case is, according to Tosfos, after she was already Mizana Tachtov, the husband went and was Megarisher, and then later he tries to be Mekadosher again. And according to this girsa, the Gemara brought a pasuk, La'yuchal baila harishain loshuv lekachto liyo isloy le'isho achar asher hutamo. This is the pasuk which says that a woman, after she's Mizana, she becomes usher to her husband, but the pasuk uses the lashon of liyo isloy le'isho. From that the Gemara proves that if he'll try to be Mekadosher, after he already was Megarisher, the Kedushin will be nitvas. So that's how Tosfos learns the reason why a child of a Saita is not have a din of a mamzer is because Kedushin will be Tosfos. If after he was Megarisher, he tries to be Megarisher, Kedushin would work. Therefore, the child does not get a din of a mamzer. Now, in the Chedushin of Kreger and Arsuga, he points out that the way Tosfos over here learns Bedas Rashi is not Pasha. He says, really, Rashi could be understood in two different ways. And Kreger says that Tosfos in Kedushin, Daf Samaches, understands Rashi differently than he does over here. Kreger says that when Rashi explains that Kedushin is nitvas by a soita, because the Kedushin is not poka, the pashas would be that Rashi means like this, that if they're already married, and afterwards she's mizane, the din is that the Kedushin is not poka, they're still considered married, and if that, at that time the husband lives with her, the din is that the child will not be a mamzer. Why? Because the Kedushin is nitvas, meaning right now they're married and the Kedushin was not poka. This relationship between him and her is a relationship which does not prevent Kedushin. In other words, it's not mafkia the Kedushin. The marriage that already was not poka. Therefore, if they have a child, the child will not have a din of a mamzer. But Einachanami Rashi could be maskim that if they'll go get divorced and then afterwards he'll try to be Mekadosh her again, then the Kedushin will not be Nitvas. And since it's not Nitvas, if he'll live with her at that moment, then it'll be that the child will be a Mamzer. Since right now there is an Issa which is preventing the Kedushin from being Chal, then right now if there's a child, the child will be a Mamzer. According to this, Rabbi Kveger says, Rashi never said that we could prove from that which Kedushin is not Poka, that if we'll be Megarasher and try to be Mekadasher again, that Kedushin will be Nitvas. All Rashi said was that right now, since the Kedushin is not Poka, we consider this a situation of Tfisas Kedushin, and therefore right now, if they'll have a child, the child will not be a Mamzer. And Rabbi Kveger says, this is how Tosis and Kedushin Daf Samaches understood Rashi. Tosis over there says like this clearly. Tosis over there says, Bidas Rashi, that if he'll be Megarasher and try to be Mekadasher again, the Kedushin will not be Chal. And Tosis over there comes to argue in Rashi, and he brings a Pasuk, which is what Tosis says by us as well, a drasha from the Pasuk that says that even if he'll be Megarasher and try to be Mekadasher again, the Kedushin will be Chal. Tosis over there clearly is coming to argue in Rashi in Din. He says that which Rashi holds, that Kedushin is not Poka, but Kedushin will also not be Chal, on that Tosis argues and holds Kedushin will be Chal. However, Rabbi Kveger says, clearly Tosis over here is not learning the way Tosis did in Kedushin. Tosis here understands Bidas Rashi. Rashi means to say that we're bringing a raya from now its Kedushin is not Poka, that Kedushin can also be Chal. And therefore, Rabbi Kveger says, there's really no machlekes in Din according to this Tosis by us. Rashi and Tosis are both maskim that Kedushin is not Poka, and if he's Megarasher and tries to be Mekadasher again, Kedushin will be Nitvas, and therefore the child will not be a Mamzer, whether the child is born when she becomes a Saita before they get divorced, or if they get divorced and then live together again afterwards, either way the child will not be a Mamzer because Kedushin is Taifis. The whole Machlekes Rashi and Taifis is just what is the Makar. According to Rashi, the Makar is not a Pasuk, rather from that which Kedushin is not Poka, that itself is a Raya that Kedushin will also be Nitvas. According to Taifis, we have a Drasha to tell us that Kedushin is Nitvas, because according to Taifis, you cannot prove from that which Kedushin is not Poka, that Kedushin will also be Chal. And Kreger says, you see from Tosis' Kasha on Rashi from Nido, how Tosis understood Rashi by us. Tosis is asking that according to Rashi, you should not need a Pasuk to say that Kedushin is Chal by a Nido. If we were to understand Rashi the way Tosis understands in Kedushin, all Rashi is saying is that Kedushin is not Poka, but Rashi could be maskim that if he's Mekadosher afterwards, Kedushin will not be Chal, then obviously we understand that you need a Pasuk for Nido to say that if he comes in the first place to be Mekadosher Nido, the Kedushin is Chal. Obviously, Tosis understood Bidas Rashi that he's saying that since Kedushin is not Poka, that's also right that it could be Chal, and therefore Tosis asked to say the same thing by Nido, since Kedushin is not Poka, we do not need a Pasuk to say that Kedushin is Chal. From here it's clear that Tosis learned Rashi differently than that which he understood in Kedushin, and that's why he asks his Kasha from Nido. However, Rabbi Kveger says that the Pashas in Rashi would be like that which Tosis learns in Kedushin. Rashi never meant to prove from that which Kedushin is not Poka, that Kedushin could also be Chal. And he proves this from a Ptua Daka. The Gemara later on, Daf Ayin Tes, is Mavur, that a Ptua Daka, Kedushin cannot be Chal, yet still, if he already was married, the din is that Kedushin is not Poka. Therefore, Kreger asks, how could Rashi possibly say that from that which Kedushin is not Poka, that's a Raya, that Kedushin will also be Nitvas? And from here, Kreger proves that the Pashis in Rashi is the way Tosis and Kedushin understood, not the way Tosis over here understands Rashi. However, this Kasha is also asked by the Chuvas Oinig Yontif. He's learning Rashi the way Tosis does by us, and he gives a tariff to this Kasha. This Oinig Yontif is in Evin Ezer Simen Kuf Membeis in the Hagah on the bottom. And he says, even if we'll understand that this is what Rashi is saying, that from the fact that Kedushin is not Poka by a Saita, that's also right that Kedushin will be Nitvas, he says that we could be Mechalik, then from that case to the case of Ptua Daka. He says, the case of Saita, there's something that was Chal in her, which the question is, does that prevent Kedushin or not? If that would prevent Kedushin, then Rashi holds, then it would also be mafkia, the Kedushin that exists. Therefore, from the fact that it's not mafkia, the Kedushin, that's a proof that Kedushin could also be Chal. However, he says that's only when the psul is Chal in her. However, if he becomes not Roy for Kedushin, if he becomes a Ptua Daka, there Rashi will never say this Klal. There, even if Lechatchil he cannot be Mekadosh and Isha, that would not be a reason why Kedushin should be Poka. And he explains that Tfisas Kedushin is something which is really Chal in the Isha. It's a sort of betrayal of Chazya. A woman cannot be married to two men. In other words, she's the one who becomes Mekudeshes to him. The Kedushin is Chal in her. And therefore, if something happens later, which would be a reason why Kedushin should not be able to be Chal, then it should also be a reason to be Mefkia, the Kedushin that exists. However, if something happens to him, he becomes not Roy to be Mekadosh her. There the Ein Gantiv says, Rashi would not say that just because it's a Chatchila he cannot be Mekadosh her, then that should also be a reason to be Mefkia, the Kedushin. This would be a teretz to answer Rabbi Kveger's kasha if you understand Rashi the way Tosis by us understood Rashi. One can also take a look at Achiezer, Chelik Aleph, Simen Chav Tes, Ois Yud. He also asks a number of kashas on Rashi, on this Yisoid, that if Kedushin would not be able to be Chal, then it would also be Poka. He has a number of kashas, and he says over there a different mahalach to answer Rashi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.